And now, live from the bubble, it's Luke Alicious. Hi, everybody. I'm here, and I am being joined by my two lovely co-hosts via telephone. The Pamster is here. Hi, Pam.
Hola.
And the Janerator's here, too. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Luke Alicious.
How are you, ladies?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm excellent. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. What makes you excellent?
The smoke is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I am talking to you and the Pamster.
Oh.
And that makes me so happy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you have some extra butter in your refrigerator? You're buttering us up.
No.
No?
No. No.
She's genuine.
I mean it.
Well,
I do.
Go ahead.
I think we should tell our listeners something, clue them in at the top of the hour.
Well, it's the top of the hour, so you do the honors, Jane.
Okay, well, I want you to explain it.
Oh, okay.
Starting next week.
That's right.
Things are going to change.
Just a little bit here.
That's just a little bit. And why don't you explain what's going on.
Well, the reason it's changing is because it's football season, which means the Broncos are about ready to play. Yay, right?
Yay!
So we don't want to stop Bronco babble, despite the fact that whatever is acclaimed and fun to boot, we want to keep it going at least through the election, you know, to let people blow off some steam. But we want to make room for Bronco babble, too. So starting next week, on Wednesday, we'll do Bronco babble at 4, and we're going to do whatever at 3:30. And like I said, we're going to do that until the election day, and then we'll drop whatever for just a little while until the football season is over and come back to it.
Until Inauguration Day. Because the end of football season and Inauguration Day are probably pretty similar, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Unless the Broncos go all the way to the Super Bowl.
We are. We're going to hit the Super Bowl this year. You've got to think optimistically.
I know. I'm still hoping that Bernie will get elected.
Oh.
Oh, geez.
So I wonder what stands a better chance, the Bernie getting elected or the Broncos going to the
Broncos
Super Bowl?
That's a good question.
I think Bernie stands a better chance.
Well, you know, worst case scenario, Nancy Pelosi could be our president.
Well, yeah, and that'd be pretty damn good, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
963-2976 if anyone wants to call in and talk about whatever. Okay, sorry for interrupting.
Well, you know, speaking of politics, I have an irresistible urge to buy a camo face mask, COVID mask, and go attend a Lauren Boebert rally.
Just to see what
happens.
Luke, you'd have to cut your hair and not wear tie-dye.
Well, I don't know if I'd wear a tie-dye. I'll wear a three-piece suit. You know, I got to go undercover, right?
But what about the braids? The braids are a giveaway.
Well, the braid, you know, I mean, there's a lot of long-haired titans out there. Richard Branson has long hair.
I don't know. I'd fear for your safety. You want me to bring my AK and protect you?
Yeah, why don't you come with me?
You don't have an AK.
we could strap some squirt guns on our hips.
I have a spray bottle with vinegar and water that I'm trying to get my dog to stop being on the table with. Would that be helpful?
Huh? Yeah.
Would that protect us?
Yeah.
That'll put those guys right on the ground.
I got to shoot for the eyeballs, though.
Hey, we already have a caller. Maybe they'll want to go to. Join us. Let's see. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, no.
Frenchie?
Wee-wee.
Pee-pee.
No.
Pee-pee, wee-wee.
No. The guns. Oh, mon Dieu. What are you talking about?
Malo.
You're right.
Mucho malo.
Well, I always wanted to be a martyr.
No.
Luke.
Luke.
No.
Luke.
I don't And I don't care. Okay?
Okay.
That's it.
Whatever you say, sir.
The football American.
Oh, are you kidding?
You're not kidding, are you? Frenchie.
The Bronco, I love them. I love them. But, I'm very far away. I look and I go, too many commercials.
Frenchie, if Trump gets elected, I'm moving to France.
No.
Will you show me around?
We go to Mougins. We go to Lugash. We find the Clouseau. We have some fun, huh? This Trump, like I say, his name mean wrong in French.
It mean wrong in English too.
Si, c'est la vérité.
So I
go to the, I have someone who go to the Carbondale marché. The farmer.
Hein? The market.
Marché des fermiers, on a... Oui.
Right.
I see, they tell me, the Andy is there. Hein? Andy with the hot dog?
Say it, Frenchie.
Yeah. What? The hot, Jane. The hot dog?
Oh, the hot dog, right. Yeah.
Oui. So, what else do they have?
Empanadas. I bought 3 empanadas today, and they were excellent. They're so good. But I think I ate them too fast because I got heartburn.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Drink is the water.
Huh? Yeah.
Have some tea.
Yeah.
Some good tea.
Or some wine.
So what did you, Frenchie, what did you get?
Oh, I forget. I got the green chili and bacon and the vegan and the beef. So I got 3 of them.
Luke, I wasn't asking you what you got. I was asking
for
Frenchie.
Luke.
What he got.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You remember the quiche? They have a quiche, Andy.
Yes,
excellent
quiche.
I bought one of those.
Jalapeno. Quiche, jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Good.
I don't know. Those two words don't go together, do they?
Not in my
jalapeno?
Language.
No, mine
either.
No, la quiche Lorraine, c'est seulement les oignons et les œufs, ou les œufs. Un œuf, 2 œufs. So, the egg and the onion cooked in the butter and no cheese.
Yeah.
But this is authentic. No bacon, and we love bacon, huh? Oh.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We love bacon.
As long as it's from happy pigs and not caged up, abused pigs.
Oui. Les vrais fermiers. The real farmer, because, there's a factory farm, is too close together.
Yeah.
Too close.
And without their babies. They take their little babies away from them.
We can't talk
so
about this. It's too it's too upsetting. Too upsetting.
We talk about the poulet. We talk about the poulet.
The chicken.
Very briefly. The chicken is one... Many years ago, before I was born, before you were born, Jane, I don't know, Luke, maybe. they have
Thanks,
only
dude.
The eggs. The egg came first. Everyone is buying the egg for l'omelette, le quiche. They didn't serve so many chicken. Huh? They only use them
only
the egg. And then later, when the chicken die or the rooster get too cocky, we eat them too.
Too cocky? What's cocky?
Cocky.
C-O-C-K.
Cock. Say it again,
Jane. What does that mean?
Jane, say it again.
Cock.
Is very
cock.
Aggressive. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Turn all red.
Gotcha.
And they become very aggressive.
Huh? Yes. Think of the Donald right now.
Oh, no.
No.
No,
we don't want to.
No, I don't like to think of him.
Now.
He does not. He porte une perruque. Huh? We used to call this a toupee, but it's somehow attached to his head. Maybe there's a knot inside his skull that hold it in. Huh?
Not much in there. No.
No.
He's an airhead.
Too much. Is all one knot.
Yeah. Well, friendship is always good to talk to you.
My pleasure. I will see you hopefully is next week, or is it Babbling Bronco?
That's right. It's Babbling Bronco
at
and
4.
Whatever.
It's whatever at 3:30 and Bronco Babble at 4 next
at
week.
4.
Oh, très, très, très bien. Okay,
yeah.
Entendu?
Yeah.
Entendu. I understand. Au revoir, and remember, is love. Huh?
Yep, that's all you need.
Okay, or...
It's a beautiful...
Au revoir. All you need is love.
Oui.
Oui.
And a hot dog.
Ciao, baby.
Okay. Bye. 963-2976. If anyone wants to call and talk about whatever, like Frenchie did. Frenchie brought up something close to home today.
What?
Quiche is a spelling word in our house this week.
Oh,
oh, it is.
How do you spell quiche?
You ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Q-U-I.
And it's tricky. Here comes the tricky part.
C-H.
With a silent E on the end. So don't let the sh sound confuse you that it's S-H. It's a C-H.
So
Q-U-I-C-H-E.
Quitchy.
Quiche.
Quitchy.
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 Twitchy, quitchy.
Quiche.
Yeah. Quiche. I'm a miserable speller, but I got that one.
Good for you,
nice.
Pam.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying hard.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
963-2976, if anyone wants to join our spelling bee.
That's right.
Give us a call. Yep.
So you don't think I should go see Lauren Boebert?
Oh.
She's compelling, man. What a story. Quite a story, if you ask me. You
okay.
know, that doesn't mean I agree with her, but it's still quite quite a story.
Who's Lauren Boebert?
She's one of us. She's been arrested 4 times.
Where?
In Garfield County. She has
she has
a rap sheet already, and she's not even in Congress yet.
Oh, I know who she is. Okay, I know who she is.
Hey, we have a caller.
Oh, geez.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
This is Jake.
What?
This is Jake.
Oh, Jake. Trying to imitate Frenchie.
I am American.
And proud of it,
you're
right?
Right.
You're not doing a good job, Jake.
Okay.
Well, do you want to go to the rally with me, Jake?
Where is it? When and where?
I don't know. I need to go to her website and find out.
It's probably in Rifle.
I would go there just to dig the weirdness. You know?
Yeah, let's muster a militia from the People's Republic of Carbondale. And
but you know what? I it could be dangerous.
This is not safe, you guys.
Yeah,
not
it could
safe.
Be dangerous. I mean,
these
gonna
people
be guns
are
there.
Insane.
Yeah.
Luke,
freaking insane.
Look, you and I could have ticket signs that say, Carbondale Lives Matter.
Oh, from the heart of white privilege. Yeah,
right.
From the heart of white privilege.
Mm.
Oh,
I think geez. We could have we could have fun. We could get a school bus and paint it up like psychedelic colors, you know, and
you could maybe borrow Rosie from Carbondale
yeah,
Art.
From the Carbondale Art. When
there
is
there you
it?
Go. Yeah, like when? Ken Kesey's further out bus.
Yeah, exactly.
When is this rally?
Or we could hand out acid, free acid.
Oh, God. Hello. Oh, my God.
Well, since we're dealing in stereotypes, let's just hand out the acid, right?
Free acid.
When is this?
You can hand out old batteries.
Hello.
Old batteries?
Old car batteries.
Hello. Hello.
I don't get it. Why would we give them old car batteries?
Because there's acid in
Oh, I see. Okay, that kind of acid. Gotcha.
Pam, are you listening to me?
Wait, here's the kind of acid you could pass out.
Okay.
You get some of that acid from the Russians that kills people instantly.
Oh, I don't want to pass that out. No.
I will. I'll volunteer.
You guys?
Really? I like my freedom.
Hey, when is this thing?
We don't know. We have to find out.
Maybe we can host one. Let's host one in Carbondale.
But yeah. Well, you gotta think that she's going to do some sort of event before November 3rd somewhere close by, don't you? I mean, she's running for office, for God's sake.
She's got a restaurant. She'll be holding events at her little restaurant all day long and make money. That's what a good politician does these days.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Jake.
We have a caller
on the line.
Hi, Jake.
We still have a jerk on the line.
Yeah.
We still got a jerk on the line. Okay, I want to make one comment or whatever about the Broncos playing in an empty stadium.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know what I think would be really funny? Is that if the Broncos would, like, put a lot of cutout in the stands of people and groups of people and things like that, you know, like they could put the Beverly Hillbillies in the south end zone, right?
Yeah.
You mean famous people.
That's my turf, the south stand.
And let the commentators, the guys doing the play-by-play, they could make comments about the different cutouts that are in the stands, like the Beverly Hillbillies.
Huh.
Wait, Jake, they have cutouts. But baseball, they have cutouts. But what you're but they're just regular people. What you're saying is they should have cutouts of famous, like the Beverly Hillbillies groups or
like recognizable people.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know what? you can get a cutout of yourself for $100.
Right.
Oh, and I heard that goes to charity. I heard that.
It goes to Denver Broncos charity, whatever their foundation is. So for $100, Jake, you can send in your picture and they'll make a cutout, but you can't have anything political or raunchy or there's a little paragraph about what's excluded.
Huh. But the announcer's not going to talk about Jake because Jake's a nobody.
Well, but
if you give him
a nice little tip, $100 tip or something, maybe the cameraman will.
Somebody.
Yeah.
No, he's a somebody out there in the world.
But the announcer's not going to recognize him. They don't know he's a somebody.
They might.
Maybe they should have a cutout of the Barrel Man. Remember the Barrel Man, Jake?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Who's that?
He's the guy that even in the coldest game was naked except for an orange and blue barrel.
Really?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Oh, that wasn't that long ago. That was, back, I don't know. He was there for a long time, for sure.
He did it for a long time.
Yeah, the Barrel Man.
That was before I became a Bronco fan.
Do you remember the rainbow hair guy?
No.
Wait, say it again. I didn't hear you, Jake.
The guy with rainbow hair that was in lots of different NFL games in the stands.
Yeah.
He had like red, white, and blue and green hair. Funny, crazy hair.
Yeah, I remember him.
There you go. Get a couple
but
of
not from the Broncos.
Get Godzilla. Get a couple of Godzillas in there.
Couple of Philip Lindsay wigs.
Yep. Okay. Well, I've used up my 5 minutes.
So that means you're no longer famous.
Jake, we missed you.
Okay. Well, me too.
Jake, I think you're a somebody, and I think the announcers would be.
tickled to see you in a cutout or in person in the South Stand.
Oh, Pam, you're too kind.
No, I'm not. I'm really not.
I think he's a somebody, too. What I meant, that wasn't a dig at Jake. What I meant is that he wouldn't be recognizable to the announcers. That's what I meant. I didn't mean in the literal sense that he's a nobody. I just want people to know that, and I want you to know that. I know Jake's a somebody, but he's just not recognizable.
I am somebody.
You are Jesse, a somebody. You are somebody, baby.
Right.
You are somebody.
Okay, I'm out.
Ciao, baby.
Okay. Bye,
thanks,
Jake.
Colin. Bye.
See ya.
Okay. I didn't mean that to sound mean or anything like that. I probably should have put it a different way.
Well, it's sort of like saying there's a jerk on the line. We know you don't really mean it. It's a metaphor.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We get it.
Okay.
I got
963, thank you. 2976. If you want to be harassed on whatever.
If you want to be called a nobody by Jake,
right.
Call us within the next 7 minutes.
Right.
Or if you know where the next rally is for Lauren Boebert, give us
there
a call.
You go.
Oh, there's a call.
What's her story?
There's a caller.
Sorry.
Hold on. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, it's the Nowhere Lady.
Hey.
I think there's a song in there somewhere.
Who is it?
Well, I was making kind of a pun, the Nowhere Man song.
Oh.
Nobody, Nowhere. So.
Oh, gotcha.
But, you know, when y'all were last talking about cutouts, I believe it was after the naked bicycle race. And I'd asked, are the cutouts going to be naked? So, Jake, you better have somebody, baby. Naked cutout. I'm double daring you. And the very idea of the Beverly Hillbillies seeing Eileen Ryan, God bless her, naked, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I know. I can't picture a naked granny.
I guess some guys would go with that, but, you know, I don't know. And Jed Clinton, no. I'm just not so sure. But anyway, great show. Thank y'all.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Nine six three two nine seven six.
Well, we have five more minutes, ladies.
Okay, should we sing a Beatles song?
No.
No. Oh, I miss sing along with the Beatles. I really do.
I know.
Have you guys been experiencing the sharp turn in weather, particularly in the early morning?
Oh, yeah. That autumn chill, it feels so good.
It's real,
isn't it?
Yes. My goat, one of my goats, has been when I go to feed her. She's little. She's a pygmy. She was shivering this morning.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, it's cold.
Poor little thing.
Oh, I know. Poor little tulip.
Oh.
I know. You can come see her, Pam.
I should. Yeah.
Luke, you may come too.
Really?
Sure.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll take you up on that now that there's a paved road up to your house.
There's always been I moved from there a long time ago.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh,
but
I thought
now
you...
I'm up in... No.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm in Missouri Heights now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but on a ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's good. You come visit me.
Well, you'll love this story, Jane. I was reading an article about evidently the mountain goats on Mount Evans have a bad case of diarrhea, and so they're trying to figure out why. So they're paying somebody to go up there and take samples of goat diarrhea.
Really?
So they can figure out what's going on with these poor goats.
Aww.
And of course I read that and I thought of you.
Of course you did. But you know, speaking of goats, can you do me a favor right now? Could you look at the lost pet report and see if there's a goat on there?
There isn't.
Because, oh, there's not?
Nope.
A lost goat?
There's a lost cockatiel, but there was no lost goat.
Okay, because there is a white goat roaming around in Pinyon Pine up on the other side of Missouri Heights. Crystal Mountain Road. Yeah. He's been roaming around for like 5 or 6 days.
I wonder if he's an evacuee on the loose.
Maybe he is. But I keep forgetting to call the Lost Pet Report and say, you know, that there's a goat, a homeless goat up here. You know, if anyone wants to claim him, call us.
So can it eat off of the wild?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay,
it's
that's
not
going to
go hungry, yeah.
Okay,
goats
all right.
To eat weeds and browse.
Okay,
so,
okay.
No.
And there's plenty to fill its belly.
Plenty.
Do you think the poor thing is shivering in the morning?
I don't know. This is a much bigger goat than one of mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a full-size white goat. He's beautiful. He or she. I couldn't tell. I didn't get close enough to look.
You should goat nap it and bring it back to the ranch.
I've been trying.
But no luck, huh?
I can't find him. But there have been sightings, yeah.
Oh.
So if anyone's missing a goat, call Katie and Kay and they'll get a hold of me.
Hmm.
Yeah. What's that?
What's that, Luke? Stop that.
Luke.
Well, that means we have a minute left.
Okay.
No.
So let's remind people one more time. Next week at this time at 4 o'clock, it's Bronco Babble, and we're moving whatever back to 3:30, at least until the election.
Right.
Okay, make a note of that
next week.
So whatever at 3:30, Bronco Babble at 4.
Bronco Babble at 4.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's take a minute to say a humongous thanks to those firefighters, because a lot of good progress has been made since
last
week.
Thank you, firefighters.
Thank you, Mother Nature, for the rain and the cool temps. And thank you to those firefighters.
Okay.
Yes, we love you.
We have to go. Bye, ladies.
Ciao.
Okay. Bye, Luke Alicia. Bye, Pam.